Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
Don't forget those incredible sales, Bridgeport Equipment. There are stores in Pennsboro and also in Ripley. In Ripley. Have incredible values. Yamaha blowout sale. The prices are insane, and their mega mall in Marietta with all of the different boats, the Crown Line series, the sale prices they have on those are just absolutely unbelievable. Bridgeport Equipment, 11 locations, the nearest one here in Bridgeport, that is right next to Herb Electric, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, and they've got incredible sales going on. It's a steal. Their sales on steel products, it's a steal. It's unbelievable. Free batteries are $30 off, and Zach and Alex and Ross and Gage and Haley and all the others that work there, they'll take very, very good care of you. Mention my name, Dimitri. But if you're looking for a great watercraft, the Marietta store, Bridgeport Equipment, let me tell you, that's a mega mall in Marietta, and it's a beautiful drive down 79. It really is. It's just a beautiful drive. And the prices on those cross line, are just absolutely, really absolutely amazing. Moonstone and just tens of thousands of dollars off. If you're looking for a boat, cross line, go to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, Marietta, the Mega Mall. It's unbelievable in Bridgeport. And of course, in Marietta. All right, next. Here's an update regarding what I was talking about right before the break in Belmont County. The Belmont Buzz is the worst street in Belmont County, happens to be right between Sheets and CVS, across the street from Whiteside going to Aldi's. That street is actually privately owned, and that thing is an absolute and utter disgrace. And that is the buzz going on in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. So here's the latest. I've just sent an email to Terry Lively, the engineer. And again, this is not a county street. It is not a city street. It's not a township street. It's private. And we will get that information from Terry Lively, and we will share that information. But please, please be careful. If you're in Belmont County, you cannot imagine how big and horrible those potholes are on each side of the street as it leads to Aldi's, because they're covered with water, and you assume that, you know, there's just, you know, asphalt under there. No, massive, I mean, really, really, really bad potholes that can do serious damage to your vehicle. And now in the middle of the street there, I was there yesterday, looks like the middle of the street is starting to cave in there too. It never ends with this street. It never ends. And this is, you can tell that someone probably, and I stress probably because I'm not an engineer, but you can tell that someone probably cut a lot of corners, and now we're all paying for it. And God only knows what kind of safety issues can be involved with that street leading to Aldi's. It's an absolute and utter disgrace. No excuse for this. Absolutely no excuse for this whatsoever.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, for your safety, be careful there in Belmont County. Next, Trump derangement syndrome is so bad with so many people. This is not a goof. This is not a joke. I actually, honest to God, believe it's some sort of a mental health issue. There is something about Trump that causes some people on the far left to lose their minds. And I mean that they have a profound mental challenge, that there's something truly honest to God wrong with the wiring, with the chemicals, that something is wrong with these people, including this woman. She has Trump derangement syndrome so bad that she is ready to leave her husband over this. And I want you to hear the insanity that this woman is sharing with everyone on TikTok. And she is not some, doesn't look like some crazy person. She doesn't have purple hair. She doesn't have nose rings and all that. She looks like a normal person. But she has Trump derangement syndrome so bad that it could very easily cost her her marriage. And listen carefully to what she thinks about her husband, and listen carefully to what she thinks about Trump.
Hi. This is my first TikTok, so I'm kind of nervous to post this, but I'm just wondering if there's anyone else out there like me who is married to a MAGA. I have been thinking about leaving since the election, and we ended up going to counseling, which honestly really doesn't help because I'm not going to change my views and he's not going to change his views. I don't really see any other way out of this except for divorce. I don't know what to do. It's painful. I still love him. And I honestly did think that once this crazy person took office and all of these things started happening to our country, which they are now, my husband would see it and he would say, damn, maybe not even admit he's wrong, but just, damn, no, I'm not on this side. But he appears to be doubling down and making excuses for what is going on. And I don't know, I live in reality and I can't split my world and live in reality and also live in this fantasy that everything is fine. Is anyone with me? Any advice?
Yeah, I've got some advice. Go see a therapist because you're friggin' insane. Now, did you pay attention? Did you pay close attention to what she said about her husband? She loves him. He happens to be a strong Trump supporter. So what? She loves him. But her hatred for Donald Trump is greater than her love for her husband. She is seriously thinking about getting a divorce because her husband happens to like Trump. Now, she loves her husband. She's made that very clear. But she hates Trump more than she loves her husband. You know, it'd be one thing if she didn't like her husband and he didn't like her and the marriage wasn't good and it's like, well, who needs this crap? But no. That's not what she's saying here. Listen very carefully. This is Trump derangement syndrome so bad that this woman who loves her husband is willing to get a divorce from him because she hates Trump so much. One more time.
This is my first TikTok, so I'm kind of nervous to post this, but I'm just wondering if there's anyone else out there like me who is married to a MAGA. I have been thinking about leaving since the election, and we ended up going to counseling, which honestly really doesn't help because I'm not going to change my views and he's not going to change his views. I don't really see any other way out of this except for divorce. I don't know what to do. It's painful. I still love him. And I honestly did think that once this crazy person took office and all of these things started happening to our country, which they are now, my husband would see it and he would say, damn, maybe not even admit he's wrong, but just, damn, no, I'm not on this side. but he appears to be doubling down and making excuses for what is going on. And I don't know, I live in reality, and I can't split my world and live in reality and also live in this fantasy that everything is fine. Is anyone with me? Any advice?
Trump derangement syndrome. There it is. They go to marriage counseling. Well, why would he change his political views? Those are his political views. He's not asking her to change her political views. I suspect she would have said that if, in fact, that was the case. But that's what he happens to believe. So what? She is ready to divorce him because her hatred for Trump is greater than her love for her husband. When I tell you these people with Trump derangement syndrome are insane, that there is something fundamentally, medically or psychologically or something, there's something really honest to God wrong with them. This is a perfect example of that. She doesn't look like some crazy. No purple hair, no ring nose, nose ring, excuse me. No tattoos or anything like that. She looks like your neighbor. She's cool, calm, and collected. She's not screaming. She's not foaming at the mouth. She's just saying that she hates Trump more than she loves her husband. There it is. There's Trump derangement syndrome right there. In all the years that I've either been married or dated women or whatever, I never cared about what they believed in. I never cared about their political beliefs. I never cared about their religious beliefs or any other belief. Because I always treated the women in my life as if they are adults. Independent human beings, each with a mind of her own. It never bothered me what their beliefs were, political, religious, anything. What I cared about is, are they kind? Are they smart? Are they considerate? Are they compassionate? Are they fun to be around? A good sense of humor? That's all that matters. Shared values, not shared interests. Not shared political interests, shared values. And this woman is so insane with Trump derangement syndrome. They've gone to marriage counseling because of her. He's not asking her to change her views. He's not saying I'm going to divorce her. You would have heard that if that were the case. Her Trump derangement syndrome is so bad that she's willing to leave the man that she loves because of the man that she hates. I'm telling you, these people are crazy.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands.
Amen.
one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.